The Arctic sea ice still will hit its minimum any day now, and freeze up will begin again. But the extent of this summer's melt has already smashed the previous record set in 2007. Scientists are starting to draw a link between Arctic ice retreat and unusual weather around the world. Jennifer Francis, a research professor at Rutgers University, is immersed in this emerging area of science. She says Arctic ice melt is altering the jet stream waves that govern weather patterns, causing them to move more slowly.
What we're seeing then is that as the Arctic gets warmer, as the ice recedes, and which enhances the warming even further, that we expect that these waves in the jet stream will continue to get larger, which means that the weather patterns are going to move more slowly. And as they do, that means the weather we feel on the surface, whether it's nice weather or terrible weather, is going to last longer. So that's what we believe is the connection between the Arctic sea ice loss and weather patterns in mid-latitudes.
How quickly does something like that have an impact? Is this summer's record sea ice melt already having an impact on the jet stream?
Well, it's really hard to say for sure whether it's having an effect at any given moment in time. I mean, the jet stream does a lot of meandering all by itself. It always has and it always will. But our research suggests that it could be. And the pattern that's actually existing right this moment, I was just looking at the weather projections for this coming week. The pattern that the jet stream is in right now is exactly as I described, with these big waves and big excursions southward and northward. And so over Alaska right now, there's a big southward dip in the jet stream that goes right down south of the Aleutian Islands. And it looks like it's going to stay there for a while. The model output that I just looked at suggests that it'll be there at least through the middle of next week. And so what I would expect to see is a continued period of very wet, stormy weather for you all.
Well, having said that, then, we have had, as you may have seen, we've had several unusual wind events much earlier in the fall than we normally see. And based on what you're saying, do you think they're related?
I think it's possible. I think it's exactly the kind of pattern that we would expect to see occur. So it's very possible, but I can't say for sure.
Given that the melt is only supposed to accelerate, what do you think we are looking at? What can we expect in the future?
Well, we're to the point now where there's so little ice left in the Arctic Ocean that I wouldn't expect there to be a lot more extreme weather frequency occurring. I mean, I don't think it should continue to get worse and worse if, in fact, this connection is really true. And the weather records just don't go back far enough to really say for sure that this is actually occurring, because the ice has only been disappearing really for the last few decades related to, you know, greenhouse gas increases. And so we're still trying to tease out these relationships based on a relatively short data record. But looking forward, you know, we don't expect the ice to recover. And so I would expect to see a continuation of enhanced extreme weather.
The models for ice-free Arctic summers have changed dramatically just in the last few years. We went from researchers and scientists saying it's 100 years away to 50 years away to now it sounds like it could be a handful of years. Are there new thoughts about when we may see these ice-free summers?
Well, I think, you know, the observations have been telling us that the ice is disappearing faster than the models are able to capture, at least most of the models. Some models actually do capture the ice loss at about the right pace. But I think the real question here is when is ice loss enough? You know, at some point, you know, there's a little bit left, and does it really matter? So, you know, you could almost argue that we're already at that point, because the ice that's left is so weak and slushy and broken that it really is not acting like sea ice anymore to some extent. There is some thick ice left, but very little. So you know, in some ways that ice-free criterion is not all that important, and really we're almost to the point where it's acting like an ice-free ocean, where we can reliably have ships going up there, and you know, we're almost to that point.
Jennifer Francis is a research professor at Rutgers University.